Hey there. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WATD 95.9 FM. Welcome to Mystical Messages with Hillary Harley. I am your host today, stepping in for the amazing Jill Jardine of Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. She is off today, and I am so pleased to bring you Mystical Messages, which is also a podcast. Mystical Messages is your podcast gateway to discover and learn about the realm beyond the veil, including all things intuitive, metaphysical, and the healing arts. You can subscribe to Mystical Messages wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, and other outlets. So since I will be with you four times stepping in for Jill Jardine over the next few months, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am an astrologer, Reiki master, and certified to read the Akashic Records as well. I integrate all of these modalities into my practice. Today, I am so pleased to bring you the astrological forecast for the rest of January to round out this first month of 2021. We all know it's already gotten off to a really rocky start. Jill and I spoke about this 2 weeks ago when I was a guest on her show Cosmic Scene on WATD. As we forecasted then, we knew that January would get off to a pretty rocky start, and I know we can all agree that this has certainly come to pass and been true with the events that unfolded this past week in Washington on January 6th. I am not one to shade the truth, so I'm bringing you the real deal today and telling it like it is in terms of what to expect for the next 2 weeks, bringing January to a close. Today, on Sunday, January 17th, we are just past the new moon in Capricorn, which occurred earlier this week on Wednesday the 13th. When both the sun and the moon were in the sign of Capricorn. The new moon, for anybody that doesn't know, is a great time to plant intentions and set goals. So I recommend handwriting 3 to 5 goals or intentions that you would like to manifest over the next month, coming weeks, or season, even into the whole year, especially at the beginning of the year. So handwrite those 3 to 5 goals, and if it's warmer out, for those of you that know anybody in warmer climates, it's a great thing to plant them in the ground. Here in New England, that might be a little hard to do. So you can either set them alight, light them with a match and put them in a safe container to burn outside. And some people do drop them into water, into a moving body of water. But, you know, that's not the most ecologically sustainable thing to do. So with this new moon in Capricorn that just occurred on Wednesday the 13th, this is an earth sign. It's the last earth sign in the zodiac. It is sturdy and austere and a very goal-oriented sign. It's about responsibility, honor, integrity, doing the right thing, and accountability. The sun represents our will, and the emotions, our emotions and feelings, are represented by the moon. And at the time of the new moon, when the sun and the moon come together, they form an alliance. And this past Wednesday the 13th, they were allied in Capricorn, tied very closely to Pluto, the planet of transformation. So this made for a particularly powerful and strong new moon, because whatever planet comes up against Pluto makes it particularly intense, strong, and powerful. Pluto is about power. It's about unearthing and revealing what must be dealt with. So anything that has been swept under the rug, hidden, ignored, Pluto is about turning it over, bringing it up into the light to be seen and dealt with. So Pluto is very intense, and it intensifies whatever planets, such as the Sun and the Moon, joined it this past week. In Capricorn, where all three planets were, this is very bare bones, back to basics, and no nonsense energy. Capricorn, as I said, is about responsibility and doing the right thing. It's about laying a firm foundation. It's about being at the base of a mountain. This is a metaphorical mountain, and looking at the top of the mountain and saying, how am I going to get to the top of the mountain? Because Capricorn is about setting goals. So I think we can all safely say, after the events of January 6th, we are really in need of laying a firmer foundation, fixing the cracks in the existing foundation, and looking at the top of our goals, our mountains, our metaphorical mountain, and saying, how are we going to get to the top of that mountain? So Capricorn doesn't shade the truth in any way. You either told the truth or you didn't. You either have the money or you don't. You either did the work or you didn't. And it's sort of like a ledger keeper, you know, putting a check mark in the pro or con, the plus or minus column. Capricorn's job is to keep track. So there is absolutely no getting around the cold, hard facts of this new moon conjoined to Pluto. On top of this, this past week, radical Uranus turned direct motion the very next day on Wednesday, January 14th. So with the new moon conjoined to Pluto on the 13th and Uranus, the change agent and great awakener, shifting gears forward into drive, out of reverse into drive the very next day, this past Wednesday, it was like a 1-2 power punch gear shift that I'm sure you may have felt this past week. Uranus is, as I said, the great awakener and the change agent of the zodiac. And whenever this planet turns either retrograde, reverse gear, or direct motion, as it did this past Wednesday, we inevitably feel the effects. Uranus is the only planet in our solar system that rotates vertically instead of horizontally. So this is about doing its own thing, and it rules the sign of Aquarius, and we are now firmly in the age of Aquarius. That has been determined with the entrance of the Titans Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius now. So we have a lot of this Aquarian energy, particularly later this month, after the 20th, when the Sun enters Aquarius. And so Uranus ruling the sign of Aquarius, this is all about marching to your own drummer, just the same way as Uranus rotates vertically instead of horizontally. It's about the avant-garde, the different, the non-mainstream. Don't fence me in. It's very much about the individual. And yet, it's about the individual within the context of a group or a team or a network. So it's the humanitarian and it is the inventor of the zodiac. And if you think about famous Aquarians, three actually come to mind. Thomas Edison, who is still in this day and age, the record holder for the number of patents he created, for the number of inventions, and also Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who are tremendous humanitarians. So these are bridge builders. This is Aquarians, extending the hand across the divide. And I can safely say we need that energy right now. The more, the better. But it is also, Aquarius is about, Uranus and Aquarius are about marching to your own drummer and doing your own thing. So it's tied to the three R's: radical, rebellious, and revolutionary. And this is also part of the energy, significant energy that is going on right now. So Uranus, when it shifted gears this past Wednesday from reverse to forward motion, right on the heels in the wake of this new moon, it marked a really dicey and treacherous stretch this particular month. So just as a side note, I want to share that I am an optimist at heart, as well as in my astrological practice with clients. I focus on the potential and the positive results and outcomes when I work with clients. But that being said, as I looked at this upcoming week, and when Jill and I were doing the forecast for January 2 weeks ago here on her show, there really is no way to cut the mustard but to come right out and tell it like it is, that this is a very tricky, momentous, unsettled time that we are in. So this coming week, from today going forward into the 20th and 21st, we are in the thick of some very slippery and tricky energy. So I want everybody to take some deep breaths. You know, when you come to a very important decision, Uranus also rules surprise, things sudden, shocking, and not all of those things are bad, but you know, it is about pivoting so you can redirect yourself. When you're on the wrong path in life, often Uranus comes along and redirects you. So this is really the backdrop and a major player of the energy coming into this week. And so that's why I encourage everybody to take some deep breaths. And before you respond to somebody or before you react in any kind of a way, before you sign on the dotted line, just take a breath and, you know, make sure that this is the thing that you want to say and other people to hear. So take some big breaths and hit the pause button before you react this coming week in particular. Inauguration Day on Wednesday, January 20th, in particular, looks unsettled at best. First, the moon, which represents our emotions and feelings, is in the fiery sign of Aries, challenging powerful Pluto in the very stalwart traditional sign of Capricorn. Aries, where the moon is brand new energy. It's about the initiative, taking the initiative. It's the pioneer. It's brave. It's fearless. It's the warrior, not the worrier. It is the warrior. So this Aries moon is challenging powerful Pluto in this traditional stalwart Capricorn, which is ancient and old-timer energy. So this planetary energy between the moon and Pluto literally represents a changing of the guard. Aries is the new, Capricorn is the old. It is also representative of a passing of the baton from the old regime to the new. And the Aries moon is raring to go. The second noteworthy aspect of this coming Wednesday, the 20th, is the conjunction, the pairing of motivating Mars and radical Uranus. So Mars is like the gas pedal in the zodiac. It's the kick in the pants that gets you out of bed in the morning and says, time to get going, you know, let's move. And when Mars pairs with Uranus, it's like, you know, all engines are go, all systems are go. And they are pairing together on the 20th. And we can already feel this energy right now as Mars applies or joins up with Uranus. Both of these planets like to stir the pot. Mars kicks us into gear, and paired with Uranus, the change agent, it can really put us into overdrive. Now, it's interesting because they're both in the sign of Taurus, which is a very grounded, practical, pragmatic energy. And having Uranus and Mars cycling through Taurus, you know, Taurus rules our values, whom and what we value in ourselves, others, our life, our skills and talents, how we earn a living. It's the show me, the money sign, our self-worth. And with Uranus and Mars coming together this week on the 20th in this very practical earth sign, you know, suffice it to say, all these aspects of our lives, our values, are really undergoing major shifts as these two pair up this week. I mean, Uranus has been in Taurus since 2018. The environmental movement, climate change awareness has really come to the fore. And how we earn a living, the economy, the stock market, this is all Taurus energy. So, you know, we've certainly seen a shift in the economy this past 6 months, and this is going to continue and really come to a highlight with Uranus squaring off with Saturn as a major theme all this year. So with Uranus and Mars paired up this week in Taurus, it's really a strong, you know, what do we value? It's, you know, really looking at that. In combination with the moon challenging powerful Pluto, as I mentioned earlier, we have the makings for a very combustible and combative week ahead. So this energy takes a stubborn turn on Thursday, the 21st, when the moon also moves into earthy Taurus, pairing up with Mars and Uranus, challenging the Titanic trio of the Sun, Jupiter, and Saturn in Aquarius, the sign of revolution and rebellion. The upside of this is that we have a huge supply of stamina, fortitude, strength, and perseverance, because these are Taurus and Aquarius are fixed signs. So that's the upside. So, you know, if you think of it as like boxers in a ring going at it, each side can be really dug in. But we can also say, you know, we have a lot of strength and stamina to see any project or relationship or situation through to completion. The downside, again, is that you really need to watch for a my way or the highway attitudes, stubborn or inflexible or rigidly fixed positions or opinions. So watch yourself and your perspective. You know, do you have any room to give or to move an inch when it comes to ideas or values that need to be shifted, opinions that need to be bridged? The debate will be how to tackle the problems facing us. The Taurus and Aquarius planets have totally different ideas and strategies, and each insists their approach is better, and each side is pretty dug in, and they really might throw the gauntlet down this week. You know, you can almost hear, like, I don't know if you, any of you saw the movie Inside Out, where the emotions were personified as cartoon characters, the Pixar movie Inside Out, and each emotion came to life as a character. And that's what the planets in signs do. So, you know, Aquarius is like, oh yeah, you think you're going to do it that way? Well, think again, you know, saying to the Taurus trio. Each side is vying for dominance and can be rigid to the point of orthodoxy. So that's the caution. Where can we be flexible? So please remember, there is no one way to accomplish a task or to get a job done. All roads lead to Rome. Keep an open mind this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday next week, to new approaches, ideas, methods for connecting the dots, creative and innovative solutions and resolutions, especially pertaining to our values, our earning potential, new skills and talents that we can develop, or applying our existing skills and talents in whole new ways. Another overarching factor in this combative mix with the latter half of January is soulful Neptune's challenge to the lunar nodes, the north and the south node of the moon, which are the directional push and pull. Our true north is the north node. The south node is our comfort zone and the point of release. And currently, Neptune is challenging these two directional points. So the effect of this challenge are the triple D's, I like to call them. No, this is not diners, drive-ins, and dives. This is the triple D's of the downside of Neptune, which is distortion, disillusionment, and deception. So this challenge between our soul, information, and truth has been going on since last fall, but really is reaching a frenzied apex this month of January. At the core root, we are really pushed to discern fact from fiction, truth versus illusion, what is real versus what is smoke and mirrors. So to help us cut through the spin, we really need to educate ourselves and ask questions. This is the process of discernment. And yes, we need to ask the hard questions, even if it makes somebody else uncomfortable. You know, if other people squirm when you ask some question that they may not want to answer, that can tell you a lot about the situation, the person, the relationship, the condition of the relationship. So you don't have to be rude. You can just very casually say, you know, tell me more about this. I'm curious. What are your thoughts about X, Y, or Z? So I suggest trying wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, good old-fashioned wonder, being curious, opening your mind to consider all sides and viewpoints rather than an adherence to rigid beliefs. Ask and explore. What is your true soul path meaning? Because that's the point of this challenge between Neptune and the lunar nodes. What honors your spirit? What speaks to you? What makes you feel alive and joyful? So learning to follow what makes you feel alive, regardless of what others think or say, is a lot of the message that we're being encouraged to follow our intuition, what makes us feel alive. So in short, you really want to check your information sources with this challenge of Neptune to the north and the south lunar nodes. Look under the hood. I call this the look under the hood aspect. Do your fact checking and your research. If something doesn't smell right, look right, sound right, feel right, you know, in your gut, hit the pause button. Just say, let me get back to you on that. By all means, you want to really be wary of con artists, spin doctors, those who claim to have all the information and answers, because nobody has all of the answers. I can tell you that for sure. Remember, hit the pause button, check in with yourself. If you do not understand something, the smartest and wisest people are those who ask questions when something is unclear. Knowledge is really power. Knowledge is power. If you are uncertain about a prospect, pause to ask yourself how you feel. What does your gut say? Check in with yourself. If it doesn't pass the smell test or resonate with you, it is okay to gather more information or to say no. Remember, vote for yourself, your gut instinct. When in doubt, it is okay to opt out. So this is really crucial to bear in mind as we head into the full moon on Thursday, January 28th, the day before Messenger Mercury, which rules our communication, how we think and how we speak, turns retrograde. Mercury is turning retrograde on the 29th. So you want to watch for emotions running a little high during the days leading up to the full moon from Monday, January 25th to Thursday, the 28th, especially as the full moon will be in dramatic look at me, Leo. Drama queens and narcissists may come out of the closet that stretch. So hold on to your center and make sure you do not get sucked into anyone else's drama. That week, I'm talking about 2 weeks from now, the 25th to the 28th, even into the 29th. The upside of the January 28th full moon is that it is wildly creative, opposite the innovative Aquarian sun. Stay open-minded for alternative solutions and answers to problems. The next day, as I mentioned, January 29th, Messenger Mercury, which rules communication, turns retrograde for the next 3 weeks until February 20th. As a reminder, you want to avoid always during Mercury retrograde. It is a time you want to avoid major purchases like appliances, cars, homes, or technology products, even if they aren't super, super expensive. Technology products, you know, they're tied to communication. It's how we talk to each other. It's not a great time to buy technology products. Also, you want to hold off on booking travel plans or signing any significant contracts or documents until after February 20th. Now, you have to live your life, right? So this is just a guideline, and if push comes to shove and you have to do it, you have to pull the trigger, that's what you have to do. But this is a strong recommendation with Mercury retrograde, because all planetary retrogrades are part of the natural life cycle, and without them, we would really get burned out, you know, in a frenzy by constantly pushing forward. So take advantage of this natural pause and reflective phase we're being offered, especially in midwinter, by practicing the RE words during Mercury retrograde between January 29th and to February 20th. Research, the RE words, research, rest, restore, review, revisit, renovate, renew. Because we are in deep in midwinter right now, so it is a terrific time to rediscover, reconnect, and reclaim pieces of ourselves. Radical self-care is really going to be a good thing, good activity to do. So that brings me to the end of our astrology forecast today, taking us through the end of January. Thank you so much for joining me on WATD 95.9 FM. Please tune in to my bi-monthly podcast, Mystical Messages, to hear my monthly astrology forecast so you may plan your weeks ahead or enjoy discussions with my state-of-the-art guests. So they are state-of-the-art alternative healers, practitioners that I bring on to the show once a month. Coming up, we have Sonia Mazur of Sonia Mazur Reiki, and you can find her at sonyamazur.com, sonyamazur.com. She is a healer and practitioner that I will be having on this latest episode. So Mystical Messages is available, as I mentioned, on Google, Apple, and Spotify, or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. Or to book a one-on-one astrology or coaching session with me, please visit my website, hillaryharley.com. I look forward to returning to WATD 95.9 FM next month when I will bring you Mystical Messages to you on Sunday, February 21st. Until then, I wish you blessings as you journey forward.